Let's begin.
I'm a 911 dispatcher. About 5:30 one morning, I took a call from a lady saying she thought she was having a heart attack. After getting her address and all the normal questions, I ask her if she wants me to stay on the phone with her till the ambulance gets there. She declined, saying she still had to get dressed because the chest pain woke her up and she was still in her night clothes. So from the time I answered the call till the ambulance arrives is 17 minutes. The ambulance goes on scene and almost immediately calls for a deputy, saying the patient is deceased. Now, I just talked to the lady and she wasn't having a lot of difficulty breathing at the time of the call or anything, so I'm kind of shocked. I talk to the deputy and ask him because I'm thinking that she must have just died, and the EMS crew didn't want to work on her because it was almost time to go home. The deputy states that she'd been dead for a couple of hours at least. So I wonder, was there initially someone else in the house who woke up to find her dead, called us pretending to be her and leave? Did someone come visit at 5:30 a.m., find her, call us saying they were her and leave? Did her ghost just want her body found? I'm clueless, but I've had this type of thing happen a handful of times in my 30 plus years of dispatching.
Let's begin.
So there's a database in my hometown of local 911 calls. I like to listen to them every so often, usually when I'm working or doing chores or whatever. They kind of satiate my morbid curiosity of what goes on around this shit town. Most time they're just ridiculous complaints made by whiny people, noise complaints, someone is lighting off fireworks, or they saw some mysterious figure entering a front door of a home. And no, someone entering their home in a black hoodie does not make them dangerous. Other times they're flat out hilarious. You have people calling in because they lost their shoes in a river, or someone's fat ass got stuck on the water slide at the pool downtown, or they're seeing a bunch of raccoons stealing food. You know, the type of ridiculous shit. However, there was a phone call that was archived years ago, about 2017, and it was weird. I'll let the call speak for itself. I also found some context to go along with it, and I'll include that too. This is a transcript of a 911 call from the residence of a Mary, located in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The call came in at 8:43 p.m., and responders were dispatched within 58 seconds. They arrived at the scene at 8:56. 911. Yeah, hello. Hello. I see something. Someone outside. Who do you see, ma'am? It's something out there. I think just standing. He's been out there for a long time. Help. Ma'am, can you tell me who you see? Do you have any details? Ma'am, I can't quite understand you. Yeah, sorry. I'm looking outside. He's kind of hard to see. He almost looks like a mannequin, if that makes sense. He's just standing there, not really moving. He looks naked, but it's dark. I can't really make him out. Please, just send someone over here. Please. Please. Don't worry, ma'am. We'll send someone out for you. What's your name? My name is Mary. I'm 17. I'm staying with my mom, but she's working late tonight. She won't be home about 11. Please send someone. Okay, sweetie. Don't worry. We've already sent a couple of officers to your location. They should be there soon. Please tell them to hurry. This guy is creeping me the fuck out. Is the man doing anything aside from standing there? No, He's been there for about 5 minutes now. Are all the doors locked in your home? Yeah, they are.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Let me double check. I'm here, hon. The police will be there soon, okay? Ma'am, are you there? Fuck. Ma'am, is everything okay? He fucking moved. Ma'am, please tell me what's happening.
The guy up there, he just moved closer to my house. He's just staring at my downstairs window. Help.
Don't worry, sweetie. It shouldn't be much longer now for the police to arrive. Are you in a closed room?
Yeah, I am. I'm in my room. My door's shut. I blocked the door with my nightstand.
Good. Keep away from the window. And if you have a closet, go into it until the police arrive.
All right. I can do that. Holy shit.
Ma'am, are you in your closet?
I can't see his face. It's like all fuzzy. His whole body is all blurry.
Ma'am, please wait inside a safe place until the police arrive.
Damn it. I'm going to die. I just know it. I'm gonna die.
It's okay, hon. They're almost there.
Wait a minute. He's gone. He's not down there anymore.
Don't worry, sweetheart. The police are a block away.
The lights in my house went out.
It's okay. Hold tight. They were almost there. Are you okay?
No. I'm looking outside. I don't see anything. Everything is dark. Is there a power outage in the neighborhood?
Hold tight. Do you have any flashlights or a light on your phone you can use?
Yeah, I do. Did you hear that? It's so loud.
Ma'am, I'm afraid I can't hear anything.
It's like locusts. It's so loud. It's coming from outside. What's going on?
It's all right, sweetie. The police are there. You should be safe to come out now.
I don't see any police lights. I don't see. Holy shit.
What is it? Tell me what you see. Ma'am, are the officers at your location? Ma'am.
There's fucking more of them outside.
Ma'am, can you elaborate?
There's more of them. There are like 20 out there. Help me. Where are the fucking police?
What do you mean she isn't in there? You don't see anything on the property. Do you have the right address? Ma'am, they are at your location. Do you see any officers?
I don't see any police. I just see those fucking people outside. They're not moving or anything. They're just staring at my house. It's so fucking dark out, and the buzzing is getting louder. There are so many of them. I don't know what's happening. Please help me. Please help me. Please help...
Ma'am. A buzzing noise can be heard for an additional 13 minutes. However, the dispatcher denied hearing this buzzing when she was on the phone with Mary. Officers do not report any persons at the scene. The room of Mary was empty, with no trace of her or the phone where she made the call. Her mother is being questioned for any additional information about Mary's disappearance.
Let's begin.
When I was younger, I lived in a small village of 1,200 people. Usually every year, there's a local town festival, and all the adults go for dinner and party at the town hall, where they perform some acting and make fun of the year that just passed. Usually this is in February, so it's snowy and dark pretty early. When this festival is on, absolutely all the 13 to 17-year-old girls are booked for babysitting. Me and my two friends went for a drive around the town, since you have to be 18 to go to this party. So we just drove around and giving people lifts to the party and earning some extra cash. We'd been driving for a couple of hours, and of course we knew where everyone lived, and some of the adults asked us to drive past their house to make sure everything is okay and give the parents some extra comfort. In one of the older neighborhoods in the town, there were low floodlights, so we just drove slowly, and one mother who we gave a lift to earlier lived there. She was a widow with three young children, 2, 4, and 8, if I recall correctly, and her niece was babysitting, who was 15. The time was around 10 p.m., and when we drove in this neighborhood, which is surrounded by hill and some cliffs, my friend swore that he saw something move in her garden. We thought little of it, and just said it was probably a cat or something. We kept driving to the other end of the town, but my friend in the back seat said that he had a bad feeling and wanted to drive back to her house and check if we could see some footprints in the snow. When we got back there, we parked the car and looked over the fence, and there were fairly new human footprints in the snow, all of them adult size. So we all looked at each other and decided to follow the trail. The trail went past all the bedrooms, but near every window, the footprint turned to the window like someone was trying to peek in. Eventually, the trail ended on the street, and we lost it where the snowplow had been earlier in the night. We talked and decided if we should go get the mom from the party or ring the doorbell to check if everything was all right. Since none of the tracks led to the back door or the front door, we decided that two of us would stay hidden in the neighborhood and monitor the house, and the driver would drive to the police station and pick up the mom on the way back. That was a good call. Maybe 5 minutes after my friend left, we saw someone looking behind one of the garages a couple of houses down. He wasn't moving there. He was just sat there with a cigarette. We monitor from a distance since he couldn't see us. Then he stood up, looked around, and started to creep to the house where the mom lived, and he walked to the back door. Without thinking, me and my friend ran through the two gardens that were between where we were and the mom's house, so we could catch him trying to enter the back door. We arrived just in time. He was trying to open the door when we shouted at him, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he made a run for it, and we followed him. He ran down the street to get some speed ahead of us, but we were both athletics, so we were gaining on him. This was the most intense moment of our life. I remember the only thing I was thinking was not to slip and lose momentum. The end of the street was approaching, and the next turn would be 90 degrees to the right. So instead of slowing down, I jumped off the street so I could intercept him after he would lose speed by taking the turn. My calculation was wrong, and he managed to take the turn without losing much speed. I spent too much energy sprinting in feet-deep snow, and I knew I would have to slow down. I was still about 10 meters behind him, but my friend was closer and gaining on him. When my friend realized he could kick his feet and trip him, he did. He fell, and this was the quickest takedown ever. He smashed his head on the frozen ground, and he was out. While we were catching our breath, he didn't move. We rolled him onto his back, and he was breathing, but there was a shallow cracking noise. I was terrified. Millions of questions came to my head. Was he dying? What if this was just some relative doing a prank? Why did we chase him? Meanwhile, my friend checked his pocket. We found strong sedative and a broken camera. Luckily, the driver arrived minutes after with the mother and the police. Then the ambulance arrived and took him away. The day after, we were brought in for questioning in the police station. The chief told us that he was a known predator, and we for sure saved the day. And probably even more kids, since the tumble he took when he fell gave him bleeding in the brain, and he was not able to wipe his own ass anymore. We told him the story, and when my friend said he tripped him, the chief stopped typing and said, "Are you sure you tripped him? The way I see it, you three heroes caught a burglar in the act, and while he was running away, he fell and hit his head." He looked at us and nodded with a soft smile. But thinking back, this pervert must have planned this, knowing when the festival was, knowing that she was a single mom, picking out the house. Knowing that gives me the creeps.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.